All right, thank you so very much for holding, sir. And also, can you just verify the address on the policy for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 6031 Pompey Street, El Paso, Texas, 79924. What if I was a producer code?
Yes, sir. So I was reaching out with the supervisor, and they've actually have the policy. They're looking to see if it's the correct policy. So I'm just waiting for them to respond. We just needed to verify the address.
Oh, okay. Could I read back the policy number just to make sure I gave it to you correctly?
Yes, policy number 65607460198.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. See, and just verify the spelling of your first name for me.
Yes, ma'am. It is R-O-S-C-O-E.
Okay.
What happened is my brother got into an accident, but he doesn't have his phone, but he's on my policy as well.
Okay, so your brother got into an accident, and you guys need the vehicle towed?
Yeah. It's right on the corner from the house.
Okay. Let's see here. And this is going to be for, it's a 2010, what kind of vehicle?
2010 Ford Escape.
Escape.
And my brother's name, yes, ma'am, and my brother's name is Luis.
And he's going to be with the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, he is on my policy.
All right, and what's the color of the vehicle?
It's blue.
Blue.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, it's like literally right around the corner from my home.
Mm-hmm.
But
and what all damage is done to the vehicle?
I'm sorry?
What all damage is done to the vehicle?
I wouldn't have looked at it, and he hit a pole. It's the main damage is like centered to the right. And unfortunately, I couldn't get the vehicle started again.
Okay, so it doesn't start?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and it doesn't shift out of gear?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and will your brother still be there when they pick the vehicle up?
Yes, ma'am.
And does he need a ride to the home address?
I'm sorry?
Does he need a ride to the home address?
No. Like I said, ma'am, we're in walking distance. It happened right around the corner from my house.
Okay, perfect. He said the
brakes failed or something, and he just lost control of the vehicle, and he lost control of the steering, and he veered to the left and crashed into a pole. Hello?
Mr. Marley, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you have an address of where the vehicle may be located?
I don't have an exact address. It's between Milan and right before you get to Pompeii.
And that's going to be in El Paso, right?
Yes, ma'am, correct.
Okay, let's see.
I could get like maybe the closest address if that helps.
I can just try to look up the cross streets and see what address is close by there. Would Milan Salon and Day Spa be close by?
I'm sorry, which one?
Yes, would Milan Sun and Day Spa be close by where the vehicle is?
No, ma'am. It would be Milan and Pompeii.
Okay, let's see. And you're bringing it back to the home address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My wife is walking over and asking to get the closest address to the car, where it's at across the street from it, to give you a better location.
Okay, yes, sir. And I'm still going to be trying to look and see if you can find the address.
Yeah, but if you look up Milan and Pompeii, it's like a Milan is a, you could say the main street, and then it will be Pompeii. And it's like almost around the corner from there.
All right, let's see. Yeah. Okay, I don't even see anything showing up for that. Can you spell out the street name Pompeii for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's Pompeii. And I'm trying to get that the closest address to you.
Okay.
Where the car is located. So okay. It makes it easier for you.
Okay. I do see here Milan and Pompeii. Is he right there like on the corner turning on that street?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You, trust me, you will not miss the vehicle.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes, it's right around the corner, but like I said, unfortunately, the car is not drivable.
Yeah. Okay, yes, sir. That's perfectly fine. I do see it looks like it's super close here. So I'll go ahead and get someone dispatched out there for you. They usually arrive in about 45 to 60 minutes. Looks like your insurance covers $50 of the service. That $50 may cover the full service. If it does not, I will just give you a call back if there is out of pocket or anything.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. Perfect. I'll go ahead and get someone out there for you.
And I really appreciate you. I know it's Christmas Eve, and trust me, we really appreciate you guys working.
Yes, sir. It's no problem. Thank you so very much for calling in.
And I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
Yes, sir. You too, and I hope you stay safe.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. Yes, sir.
Bye. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, bye-bye.